And so if they would had heat, ain't potted wanted in her wheel, that where she had her money hid in her household thing.
And they sold it up.
And they sold it up.
That's something.
And my grandmother was lucky enough to buy the two mattresses there, and one of them had around $135 worth of gold in it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting test that she gave the family, wasn't it?
I mean, well, now see, we can see very, very vividly why Aunt Polly, because she stated in plain English, for it not to be put up and sold, but to divide it equally amongst her heirs. Of course, we can see the reason now, but it was too late. Of course, the people that bought the stuff and found the gold money, and actually, they wouldn't know said nothing. Mm-hmm. It's foolish, too.
It's all set up. Well, that's what did something.
There's no telling how much money in gold money. And I know they said that Aunt Polly bought my granddaddy a suit of clothes. That's all she gave him. But she took a liking to him because she raised him. And she saw that he didn't want for nothing. Mm-hmm. In other words, if he got down sick and needed a doctor or medicine, Aunt Polly got it. Mm-hmm. He didn't worry. He'd bring her a load of wood. She'd always give him a dollar bill. Always.
And his parents, then, it's not clear why he came up.
His mother died. Was only about 2 years old.
But it's not definite. Then as soon as his father died, that's when he come up here.
When he came up here.
And it's not definite why he came up here there. No. But Aunt Polly did raise my granddaddy and his sister.
He was only six when his daddy died. It's a coincidence. His grandfather was six when his father died. Robert's father was 15 when his father died, and Robert was 11 when his father died.
I had a brother who lived to be 64 years old, and he is the oldest Owens that I know of.
Is that right?
Oldest male.
Male, yeah. I love care the Owens name, the male. Let's see, my daddy died at 51. One of his brothers died at 31, Hudson died at 47, Grandpa died at 45, and great-grandfather died at 37, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So us Owens are a short life
people. That's right. Let's hope that you break the tradition in that respect.
Well, I'm 2 years from my daddy's age when he died. He died right here in this room. He was embalmed right here in this room.
That's right. That's some of the questions I wanted to ask is your reflection of death and his funerals.
Well, I can remember mighty well. My daddy, we built a little sun porch out there on the porch. See, the porch went all the way around the house. And we built a little sun porch and put him out there in it because he had TB. And he stayed out there. And I had an old bird dog that would come there. Well, he had an old bird dog, and he'd talk to it all during the day. Just passed down with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when my daddy died, that dog had howled for a week.
Mm.
Just howled. And it would just, it would just make your hair stand up on your head.
Yes, it would. Sure would.
And that dog missed my daddy that much. How
about, embalming in the home, and then would you tell me about the box, what you call the box, coffin or casket?
Well, now, my daddy was not a wealthy man, but he was pretty well off financially there. We buried him in a steel casket and a steel vault. That was in 1937, and it cost a little over $500. My mother died in 1953,